fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go be close! I am Silver!
Thunder Martin's mules have been pasturing for some time on the Rafter H. Clarabel Hornblow, who owned the ranch, tolerated the mules. In a rough way, she rather liked the big mule Skinner, and Thunder thought that Clarabel was all that a woman should be.
Wonder if she has got a face like a horse. Well, I've seen some downright handsome horses. And when she sets on the meal, gents, I want to tell you that woman can sure do things with grub.
Look here, Thunder, if Clarabel Hornblow does such all-fired fancy cooking, why in blazes don't you stay at the ranch instead of coming here to the cafe to eat?
Well, you see, gents, Clarabel is a little put out today.
Yes, when Clarabel Hornblow is a little put out, the same as when someone else is mad enough to eat horseshoe nails.
Oh, you should see her when she's really riled. I want to tell you, it's like a double-twisted tornado mixed up with 1,000 Apaches on the warpath in a thunder and lightning storm at noon on 4th of July. Why, even my mules duck for cover when Clarabel gets real mad.
She, out of sorts today, Thunder?
Well, she ain't throwing and shooting mad, but it ain't a day to take a chance on her cooking.
Is it Lem Sherman again?
Yep. That ornery two-bit sidewinder don't know when he's lit.
You still got notions of getting a Rafter H, huh?
Why, the poison-hearted, lame-brained jughead don't know when he's lit. He ought to realize he's got no chance to get Clarabelle's lime on hand.
Well, he blamed near got it a short time ago.
Seems to me, Thunder, it was that masked man that thought up the way to beat Sherman.
Well, me and the Lone Ranger worked together, Lefty. You see, he thought up a way to beat Sherman, but the way he thought it up called for using my mule.
Well, then it ain't you that works with the Lone Ranger. It's your mules, eh?
Same thing.
I'd sure like to see Lem Sherman put where he belongs. That land-grabbing coyote ought to be in jail.
He'll never get put in jail. He's too slick. He works schemes that keep inside the law.
The sheriff's been watching him close ever since the talk started.
What talk?
Sherman bragging that he'd own the Rafter H, but it was the last thing he ever did.
That's nothing but drooling. You know, I tried to tell Clarabel not to take that talk to heart, but she got mad anyway.
Thunder, you better keep an eye on Lem Sherman.
He's going to try something, Thunder, as sure as you're born.
Let him try it. That's all I ask. Just let him try it. I'll let him hitch his arm and knock his ears off with his own elbow.
Well, if you know where to find that masked friend of yours, you better find him.
Why? That's what I want to know. Why do you say that? Don't you think I'm man enough to deal with Lem Sherman?
No.
Oh. I wonder where the Lone Ranger's at.
Pardon me, gents.
Hi there, stranger.
My name is Higgins.
Well, welcome to town, Mr. Higgins. This is Lefty, and that there's Thunder Martin. My name's Al. Sit yourself down and relax.
I'm only stopping by, hoping to get a smidge of information.
Well?
I got a herd of sheep outside of town.
Sheep?
You a sheep herder?
And you walk right in here like you was a man. Well, of all the out and out nerve.
An ordinary
sheep herder coming in here.
My herd is every bit.
Hold it. Just don't speak up too brash, Mr. Higgins, because it might lead to trouble. You're in company that's none too healthy for a sheep man.
Yeah, reckon I say, Lee.
State your business, and then I'd advise you to shove on.
Looking for the Rafter H.
You're looking for what?
Land sakes, mister.
Did I hear you say the Rafter H?
Why, yes.
Well, you act like you found it and found you wasn't welcome.
I wanted to see Clarabelle Hornblow. Reckon she owns it, don't she?
She owns it, but I'm top hand.
Well, if you'd tell me how to get there, I'd be downright appreciative.
I got no time for sheepmen. Neither has Clarabelle Hornblow, and neither has the Rafter H.
I've got a message for her, that's all.
I'll take that message.
I don't know about that.
Well, I do.
Take that easy, Thunder.
It's a letter. I got it here.
Hey, what's that you dropped?
Oh, it's just a cartridge I was told to hand to Clarabelle Hornblow, along with a letter.
Here you are, Mr. Higgins.
Well, what's the matter, Lefty?
Have a look at this cartridge, Al.
Silver!
That's what I thought. Say, who gave you this letter?
What's that? Silver, you say?
If you'll tell me how to get to the Rafter H, I'll deliver this letter. If you won't, I'll have to find it for myself.
That letter must be from my partner.
Your partner?
Sure, the Silver Bullet, the Lone Ranger. Come on, Higgins, I'll take you to the Rafter H.
Higgins had little to say during the ride to the Rafter H. Thunder's countless questions brought little information, and Thunder was out of patience when he dismounted at Clarabelle's house.
I never in all my born days seen a man as cantankerous as you are, Higgins.
I gotta deliver this letter.
That's all I heard for the last half hour.
Who you got there, Thunder?
There she is.
Oh, you must be Clarabelle Hornblow.
I am.
Got a letter for you, and a silver bullet to show that it comes from a friend of yours.
Silver bullet? Land safe.
From my friend, Clarabelle, from the Lone Ranger.
Did he give this to you personal?
Yes, sir. And he gave me particular instructions to go with it.
So he says. Doggone curious. It's hard to believe he read it.
That's why he sent the silver bullet. He figured you might have doubts about it.
Yeah. So you gotta sell a flock of sheep, huh?
Ordinary sheep herders.
For special reasons, Miss Hornblow, I gotta have cash now. I gotta send it east to my folks.
Where's the sheep now?
On open range on the other side of town. I got a couple of dogs and two men watching.
One of the men who watched the sheep was masked. The other was an Indian. It was the Lone Ranger and Tonto who waited with the flock while Higgins called on Clarabelle.
Cattlemen, not like sheep on my range.
Well, they'll have to make the best of the situation, Tonto.
Maybe drive woman out of country.
The sheep won't be around here long. Not nearly long enough to kill the grazing.
You do plenty big favor for sheep, man.
Who, Higgins?
He
needs money very badly, Tonto. Clarabelle Hornblow has the cash. She can spare it for a few days.
Oh, that's right.
And in return for the favor, Higgins will help us.
You sure him help?
Oh, I'm counting on my judgment of the man. I think he'll do what we asked him.
It'd make plenty trouble if Higgins make double cross.
Tonto, I don't like to think of the trouble it'd be if Higgins double crossed us.
How soon him come back here?
He won't be back for quite a while. He's just about reached the point of negotiating with Clarabelle Hornblow now.
All right, Higgins, it's a deal. I'll buy your woolly critters.
Clarabelle, you can't do it. You're a cattleman. You can't put sheep on the range.
Thunder, you shut up.
But it's treason. It's treachery. Downright revolution and dunderheaded carelessness. You can't herd sheep.
This is my ranch, and I can herd what a darn please. You don't like it, you can clear out.
Oh, sugar.
I sure appreciate this, Miss Hornblow.
You must need money bad to sell at that price.
I do.
I'll buy him, as the masked man asked me in the letter. there's a range war, he'll have to help me out.
Bleating, good-for-nothing, grass-killing sheep that smell to high heavens. A fine thing. Leaping rattlers, I'll never live this down.
I'll buy the sheep, but the cattlemen sure won't like it.
Sheep eats are close to the ground to get the roots and kill off all
the grass. Yeah. Bell can't get away with it. Who won't stand for it?
All right. He can't do it.
Who won't stand for it?
All right. Tell us.
The cattlemen were at a loss to understand Clarabelle's move. They felt that she'd violated an unwritten code, that she'd betrayed them. They finally went to her house, fuming, raging, storming, threatening.
You can't get away with it, Clarabelle. Have you lost your mind?
You can't bring sheep to the range.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of them. We'll do it for you.
Clear them out.
Hold it! Listen to me, you pack of grueling, doddering mavericks. I say shut up! Now listen to me. I'll let the other barrel of this shotgun spread sudden pain among the lot of you. As long as I own the Rafter H, I'll do what a doggone well please. Lem Sherman has made a special study of the laws around here, and he does what he pleases, being careful not to break a law and land in jail. Well, blast your hides, I'll do that same. You think I can't herd sheep? Go read your laws!
While public sentiment ran high against Clarabelle Hornblow, the man from whom she bought the sheep appeared at Lem Sherman's ranch.
The reason I come to you, Sherman, is that I know you hankered to sort of square accounts with a woman that bought my sheep.
Uh-huh.
I sold my sheep for almost nothing. Here's a bill of sale. You can see for yourself.
Yeah. You did sell sheep. Miss Hornblow got a good buy.
Well, that's why she was willing to buy them, count of the low price.
Higgins, why'd you come to see me?
Well, Miss Hornblow bought the sheep, figuring to sell them to a man that's coming through here in a few days. She knows the cattlemen won't stand for her keeping sheep, so she'll get rid of them quick.
She'd better.
Guess so. She has to sell them soon. I'd hang around here myself and wait for this eastern gent, but I can't. I had to have cash quick, then get.
Well?
Now, if the buyer don't like the looks of the sheep and don't buy them, she'll be stuck with them. Then every man around here will help to run her out. Not even the law will be on her side.
I still can't see why you tell me this.
You want that woman out of here, don't you?
Well,
I can fix it so that those sheep will look so miserable the buyer won't touch them at any price.
You can?
Mm-hmm. I got some stuff that I can put in the Rafter H water holes. It'll make the sheep powerful sick.
What about the cattle?
Oh, Miss Hornblow will water the cattle at the creek if the sheep use the water holes. What'll you pay me to fix things like I said?
Higgins, you get out of here.
Huh?
Get out. The idea of you thinking I'd pay you to poison water holes.
But Sherman...
Go on. Get going or I'll help you along with gun lead. Travel or I'll shoot your heels.
I'm going. Hey, Boss, what's the shooting for?
Oh, Butch, I'm glad you're here. Come inside.
Who was that outfit that just skedaddled so fast?
That's Higgins. He sold Clarabelle Hornblow the sheep she bought.
Oh, Butch... He's given me a slick idea.
Yeah?
Now listen, Butch. What's the stuff that can be put into water to make sheep look like they're sick without hurting them permanent?
Well, I don't know. But I can find out. And you know sheep pretty well.
You'll find out. I got the slickest idea I ever had.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Clarabelle Hornblow stirred everyone in town and on the nearby ranches to a high pitch of anger when she bought a flock of sheep. No one was more furious than her friend, the mule skinner, Thunder Martin.
Clarabelle, are you sure the masked man said you was to buy those moon-eyed bucktooth critters?
I'm sure, and even if I weren't, it'd be none of your business. Anytime you don't like the way I run my ranch, you're free to take your mules and get those fences strung up.
Yeah, I got them up. Worked all afternoon on them. Wore myself out stretching fence wire for sheep. a fine thing.
You're sure you fenced them so they can't get to drink from the creek?
You're darn right. I made it plenty sure they'll have to stick to the water holes. You don't catch me letting those sheep spoil the creek water for the cattle and mules. Why, I wouldn't expect no self-respecting jackass to drink what a high-smelling sheep drinks.
A thunder.
Huh?
You poor, simple-minded, homely-looking galoot. I better tell you something before you go to the bunkhouse, or you'll probably lie awake all night thinking up new cuss words to call the sheep.
It ain't just me, Clarabelle. Every rancher around here is more than mad about you buying the critters.
I know that. Now calm down and listen to me. I'll tell you just why the Lone Ranger sent Higgins here to sell that flock to me.
That there is something I crave like blazes to know.
It was a little later same evening when Lem Sherman rode into town and dismounted in front of the sheriff's office.
Oh, oh, oh boy, hold it.
The sheriff stood in the doorway.
What you doing here, Sherman?
I want a few words with you, that's all, Sheriff.
A fewer the better. Come on inside.
After you.
Thanks. Well, what's on your mind?
You made a lot of charges about me, Sheriff.
Don't like it, huh?
I don't mind what people say. I just want you to get a few things straight.
Go ahead.
You've been trying a long time to find reason to throw me into jail.
And you know why, you ornery polecat. You've tried some mighty shady tricks to drive Clarabelle Hornblow out of here so as you could get her land.
Ever broken the law?
If you had, you'd be in jail.
It looks to me as if Clarabelle is going to be driven out of here without my help.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the talk that's going around since she bought that flock of sheep, haven't you?
I've heard it. Don't know what possessed the woman.
You think I had anything to do with her buying the flock?
No. I know you didn't.
That's what I wanted to get straight. I know how you feel about me, and I don't want you to get the idea that I had a hand in stirring up the cattlemen to drive Clarabelle and her sheep away from here.
If I thought for one minute you did have a hand in it, Sherman, I'd have you in jail faster than one of them sheep could say, bah.
As long as you don't figure on trying to frame me for what happens, I'll get on my way.
I don't figure on framing you for anything, Sherman. But there's one fact you better get through your head.
Yeah?
If I ever do catch you in an underhanded deal to get that ranch, by gobs, I'll throw you in jail so hard you'll bounce.
Don't count on that, Sheriff. The way things are going, I'll get the chance to buy Clarabelle's land within the next few days. Goodbye. Yeah.
Skunk. Ornery sneaking skunk.
Like to jail him, huh, Sheriff?
Huh? What the?
I came in the back way.
Masked! By gobs, you're masked!
Take it easy, Sheriff. I'm the one who told Clarabelle to buy that flock from Higgins.
You? Then maybe you're in cahoots with Sherman. By blazes, if I could...
Don't try for your gun, Sheriff.
Well, why'd you come here?
To help you jail him, Sherman.
What?
You're literally jumping at the chance.
Speak up! How can I jail him? What's he done? How can I put that scheming polecat in the calaboose? Did he have a hand in getting them sheep on the rafter, H?
No, he had no hand in getting them there. But I think you'll try to keep them there. Will you come with me?
Where to?
Without asking questions.
Without asking? Yes, by gobs, I'll go with you without asking questions. Come on.
It was some time after dark when Lem Sherman reached his ranch house after the ride from town. He lighted the lamps, then sat down near the front door to wait. In half an hour, he heard steps on the porch. He opened the door.
That you, Butch?
Yeah, it's me, Mr. Sherman. Can I come inside for a minute? Got something to tell you.
Come in. What is it?
Got to the water holes on the rafter H.
All of them?
Yeah. Put some of that stuff that Andy got in each one.
The sheep haven't been moved yet, have they?
No. I reckon they're going to be moved from the open range first thing in the morning. There's only one thing that bothers me, boss.
What's that?
Well, if Clarabelle keeps the critters fenced on her own land, none of the cattlemen will have cause for complaint, will they?
Well, she can't keep them fenced long. They'll have to be turned to open range if she doesn't sell them in a few days.
It'll be all right, then.
This stuff you put into the water, it better do the trick.
Andy says it'll make the sheep mighty sick critters.
Somebody's coming.
Yeah, it might be Andy or one of the boys.
If things work out as I expect, Butch, I'll see that you get a handsome bonus.
I'm counting on it.
Hey, Mass, you!
Don't reach for gun.
You, what's this for?
Sherman, I want you.
Now, see here.
Get him, Butch.
Now. No, my hand!
Don't try another gun.
Get him, Butch.
Now, show him.
Quiet.
No, Butch.
Want some more?
Come on.
Now, Sherman, you're coming with me.
Take your hands off me. Let me go.
Come on, Miss Hornblow wants a few words with you.
Butch,
Andy, Jake, help! Help me! I'll get you for this.
You keep struggling, I'll have to give you some of the medicine to put your friend to sleep.
You can't drag me out of my own home, you...
All right, Sherman.
No!
Pleasant dreams.
Thunder, wake up. Get up, Thunder. Wake up.
Shortest night I ever seen. Hey, what the...
Get up, Thunder.
It's dark, Alba. Tonto, you here in the bunker? What the Sam here? Hey, what's the matter?
You get boots on. Come to ranch house. Plenty quick.
Ranch house? What's happened? Are the cattlemen on the rampage? Is Clarebell all right?
You come quick. Them Sherman there.
But Sherman! That triple distilled, double-twisted coyote. Give me them boots. I'll fix that sneaking polecat. I'll teach him to leave my girl alone. Where is the Judge and Salamander? Where is that catamount? Clarabella,
mercy sake, Thunder, calm down, shut up.
Tonto said Lem Sherman was here.
Right over there in the corner.
I'm right here.
Great day in the morning. Now, Clarabelle, you should not have hit him that hard. You might hurt your fist. Why didn't you call me?
You? If you were to hit him, you'd kill him, and that'd be murder.
Murder my eye. It'd be downright good legislation.
Anyhow, it was the Lone Ranger that brought him here.
Where's he at?
Right here, Thunder.
Shakes a lot. Why, it's downright good to see you. If I'd known you were here, why...
He brought Sherman here so I could talk to him.
I'll have the law on all of you.
Well, you'll feel better when you hear why I wanted you, Sherman.
Why?
Do you still want to buy him a ranch?
Why do you ask?
Looks like I might have to sell out someday.
Oh. So you got word of how the cowmen feel, eh?
Sakes alive, you sure did get rough handling. Thunder, get Sherman a pitcher of water.
Get it! Waiting on a polecat like Sherman.
I don't know as I'm interested in buying right now. I thought you figured on selling the sheep.
What gave you that idea, Sherman?
Well, I...
Ain't but one man knowed that, and that's Mr. Higgins. Did you talk to him?
Why, no. Why should I talk to him?
Here's the water.
Reckon you'll feel better for a drink of cool water.
Yeah.
I just figured... here you are. Yeah. I just figured I'd see how high you'd go for the ranch. And if the price was high enough,
why... I don't know as I'm interested.
Thunder, you better go fill the pail again. You gotta go way out to that water hole, you know.
What's that? What water hole?
Oh, I'm having trouble with the well. Thunder got a pail from one of the holes a while ago, but slopped most of it out, toting it back.
What?
What's the matter with you?
I thought the water tasted salty. It's poisoned. That water's poisoned.
Are you crazy, Sherman? We've been using it right along.
I tell you, it's poisoned. Get me a doctor. Get me medicine before I die.
How'd you know it was poisoned? Makes you think so.
Butch done it. I tell you, I know. Hurry, help me.
Butch poisoned the water hole? Is that what you said?
Yes, you gotta help me.
Why did he do that?
Don't ask questions now. In the name of mercy, help me.
Listen to me, Sherman.
Let go of me.
You'll not get help until you tell more about this poison.
Later on. Doctor, something to stop the poison. I feel faint already. Oh, sakes alive, help me.
Why did Butch poison that water? Did you tell him to?
Oh, help.
Did you?
Yes, I told him.
You had the water holes poisoned to kill Clarabelle's cattle?
It wouldn't kill him, only make him sick. The sheep. But it might kill a man.
You wanted to make the sheep sick so that Clarabelle couldn't sell them. Isn't that it?
Yes, that's it. I admit it.
You knew she was going to sell them. She wanted to kill the sale, so she'd have to keep them here. Is that it?
Yes.
You wanted the cattlemen to turn on her.
Yes, I tell you, I admit it all.
All right, then, Sherman. There's nothing wrong with that water.
Well, what?
Thanks for that confession, Sherman.
Sheriff, looks like I got you this time.
You tricked me? You mean no poison?
You hadn't been a crook at heart. You'd never have taken the suggestion Higgins made.
And you did take that suggestion.
Higgins!
We all been waiting in the next room for this, Sherman.
You crook! All you needed was the suggestion I gave you, and you acted on it. Even double-crossed me.
But you mean I ain't going to die?
No, but you're going to jail.
Sheriff has evidence. You can draw a sample of the water.
I won't need none. We got witnesses to Sherman's confession. I reckon Butch will admit his part, too.
I'll buy the flock back now, Miss Hornblow.
Any time, Higgins.
You mean to say you ain't going to keep the woolly critters at all?
Nope. The whole thing was just a plan to put temptation in front of Lem Sherman. It was the masked man's idea to put him where he couldn't pester me no more.
You mean to say I strung all that fencing for nothing? You didn't tell me that part of the scheme.
The fencing will be needed to keep the cattle from the water holes until the poison's worked out.
This ain't right. That woman schemed the whole thing. She framed me.
You better be careful what you say about Clarabelle.
You old troublemaker. You confounded old sea bear.
Sherman, one more word out of you.
Come on, Sherman. We'll head for the jail.
Me? Jail because of that old troublemaker?
Doggone it, I warned you. Oh. There. I bet I hit him just as hard as you did. Hey, where'd that masked man go?
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.